The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would never have died. Even now, I'm sure that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Your brother will rise again, Jesus assured her. I know he'll rise again, Martha replied, in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he should die, will come to life. Whoever is alive and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I've come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, he who is to come into the world. The Gospel of the Lord. We can divide humanity into basically two groups of individuals. And they would be those who are believers and those who are not believers. Let's start with the group that are not believers. Those who are not believers, life really doesn't have any meaning. As St. Paul says in one of his writings, if there's no life after death, he says, let's eat, drink, and be merry. Let's live it up, because we have one life to live. That's one group of individuals. Theologically, we call these people atheists. Atheists, they deny categorically that God exists. Or an agnostic, he who says maybe God exists, but maybe doesn't exist. In other words, death is the worst thing that can possibly happen for the non-believer, because with death, all is over. Then there's another group. The other group would be that of believers. And you who have come into this beautiful church of St. Peter Schnell, which is your home, the fact that you're here is an indication that you fall into the category of the believers. Even though death is the same reality for believers and non-believers in the sense that the body dies. The vision of what happens after death is radically transformed. So we believe that death is the gateway to eternal life. So death is not the last word, but rather the last word is that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia. Yeah. That's the last word. So it's a cry of triumph, of victory, not of defeat. Okay, I read for you three readings. What I'd like to explain in greater detail is the gospel reading. Gospel reading is taken from the fourth gospel, which is the gospel of St. John, chapter 11. So I invite you to read John chapter 11 at home, and I'll give you a brief summary of that chapter. John chapter 11 is a chapter that gives a lot of hope, a lot of peace, a lot of joy in the midst of suffering. And it's this. Jesus had a lot of enemies. But he had a lot of friends too. And three of his good friends lived in a town close to Jerusalem called Bethany. And those three friends, they were blood relatives. Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Two sisters and their brother. Now they would invite Jesus to their house. And Jesus would go there and he would enjoy their friendship. They would share a meal, but above and beyond the meal would be, they would share their friendship with Jesus Christ. So on one occasion, Jesus is far away from the house in Bethany, and Lazarus gets very sick. And they send a message to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. So Jesus says, I will go to visit him. But when Jesus arrives at their home, Lazarus is already dead for 4 days. So he's dead and buried. And Jesus arrives and Mary is weeping, as you heard part of it today. Lord, if you were here, my brother would have never died. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever dies will not die. He will have eternal life if he believes. So Jesus says, where was he buried? Now the time of Jesus, the burial was different than today. They would actually bury people in caves. They would be mummified. They would be placed in a cave, and then they'd roll the stone, and that would be it. So they point to the cave and say, there he is. And Jesus says, roll the stone. They say, Lord, he's already been in the tomb for 4 days. There's already going to be a stench. They didn't have embalsam fluids as we have in the United States. That didn't exist. So Jesus said, didn't I say that I am the resurrection and the life? Whoever dies will live. Move the stone. So they push the huge stone, and Jesus, in a loud voice, says, Lazarus, come out. And the man who was dead for 4 days came out of the tomb. The greatest miracle. And Jesus gives Lazarus to Mary and Martha. Can you imagine the joy of those two sisters seeing their brother dead for 4 days, rising and walking and giving them a huge hug? Can you imagine that? I believe that we can say the same thing with Kevin. I really believe. He passed through the dark valley, as we said in Psalm 23, the Psalm of the Good Shepherd. Even though I have to walk through a dark valley, I fear no evil, because you're with me, with your rod and your staff. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. I believe I will walk in the presence of the Lord for years to come. Amen. God was preparing him. I've done many funerals. But in this funeral, talking with Yolanda, getting to know him, very rarely have I ever met someone that was so well prepared to die as was Kevin. I do a lot of funerals, and most people are not prepared at all. Not prepared at all. You know, Jesus says death will come like a thief in the night. Like the moment that we least expect. Kevin was baptized conditionally. Kevin did the spiritual exercises program with me, in which he was meditating upon the Word of God on a daily basis for 70 days, an hour meditation every day. Kevin, before he really got sick, we were going to Mass every day for about 3 months. And then, when he was about to die, Catholic priest came to him and gave him three extraordinary blessings. They were the last sacraments. He received the anointing of the sick. He received confirmation. He received the Eucharist, his first communion and his last communion. He died wearing the brown scapular. Tell you, what a preparation. I'm almost jealous of that. What a wonderful way to die. My friends, the most important moment in our lives is the moment that we die. Did you know that? I repeat, the most important moment in our life is the moment that we die. That will determine our destiny for all eternity. Can I say, are we all ready to die today? Because we don't know when God's going to call us, do we? Jesus says, it will come like a thief in the night. But these are all elements of incredible hope. Probably one of the weakest virtues in the American society today is hope. And hope is not the colloquial way we say, I hope so. It's not that. Hope is trust. Jesus, I trust in you. Hope is trust. One last thing I'd like to say, and this is a sign of the nobility of the character of this great man. What is it? One of the clearest signs of a noble character and someone who has a deep faith is how he confronts suffering. What's happening in American society? Cowards are committing euthanasia. They're taking their lives. That's cowardice. That's cowardice. You don't take your life. God gives us life and God takes it away when He wants, the way He wants, right? Kevin was suffering a lot, but he didn't complain. That's a noble character. He didn't complain, but rather he offered that suffering up for the salvation of sinners and immortal souls and in purification for his own past sins, his own purgatory, so that when he dies, the Lord could take him right to heaven. So even in the midst of our sorrows, our tears, our anguish, there should really be hope and trust. Let me give you one last poetic image that you can meditate upon. Our life is like a flower. Our life is like a rose. And the rose, before being a rose, is a thorn. You're experiencing the thorn right now of the separation of your loved one. It's a thorn, and it's painful, very painful. But we believe that that thorn is going to blossom into a beautiful rose in heaven. And that's why one of the most beautiful images of the Blessed Virgin Mary, given by one of the greatest poets in the world, his name is Dante, in the Divine Comedy, Dante calls Mary the mystical rose. In Spanish, La Rosa Mística. So I'm going to pray for Yolanda, the loved ones, and all of you, as well as for Kevin, that Kevin will be a beautiful jewel in the crown of the mystical rose, contemplating the Blessed Trinity for all eternity. Amen.